May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from Psalm 36, beginning in verse 8. Beginning in verse 7. How precious is your loving kindness, O God, and the children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They drink their fill of the abundance of your house, and you do give them to drink of the rivers of your delights. For with thee is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light. That little phrase there in the last part of verse 9 is something I've been contemplating, particularly this week, have over the years off and on. But the idea that in his light we see light. One of the reasons this is in presence is so important to us is that it is his presence that illuminates everything. Nothing makes sense, no matter what venue you're thinking about in terms of history or what's going on around you or situations or circumstances, apart from his presence. You see, it's in his light that we see light. Only when in his presence we see what he sees do we actually have clarity. And if we're not doing that, then we're confused and we're still groping around in darkness. There's a place, I think I read this the other day, it says in verse 4 of Galatians 1, he gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us out of this present dark evil age, according to the will of God our Father. And so because of the fall of man, because of sin, there's darkness. When you turn on television, even whoever might be your favorite news channel, they're still just speaking darkness all the time. There are situations and circumstances in our life where the enemy's involved and we just see darkness and we find ourselves responding to the enemy, which is the worst thing you can do. The worst thing in the world you can do in any situation is respond to the enemy. But in his light, we see light. God's presence has so many faceted wonders in terms of how it impacts us. In his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand there are pleasures forevermore, it says in Psalm 16. But I love this, that in his light we see light. This is from Matthew 6. Familiar passages. Matthew 6, verse 19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in or steal. For wherever your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. And if therefore your eye is clear, or healthy is the word, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad or unhealthy, if you're seeing things from an unhealthy perspective, your whole life will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? All genuine, all authentic, all anointed Christian ministry, whether it's counseling or whether it's preaching or teaching, is to help bring people out of darkness in the light. The Lord's eye is healthy, and he sees things from truth's perspective. Jesus said he's not just the way, he's the truth. And any perception of truth about anything apart from him and his presence is unhealthy. And when from his presence you're seeing truth from his perspective, it brings health to our whole humanity. It sets us free in so many ways. And so that's why, in a real sense, prayer, which is not the only time we can know his presence, but it's like one of the great opportunities we have to be in his presence in undistracted ways. Prayer is not nearly so much as looking to God, though I understand that, as much as it is looking with God. This is the verse for CTKers we've referred to a lot. I think it's in terms of intercessory prayer or personal petition, the most important verses in prayer and scripture. This is Revelation 4:1. In the midst of these things, talking about human chaos and fallen humanity, the presence of evil. In the midst of these things, I looked, and behold, the door was standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard, like the sound of a trumpet, speaking with me, saying, "Come up here, and I will hear you. I will show you what must take place after these things." And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was standing in heaven, and one sitting on the throne. This is about Jesus, and it says that Jesus' voice is like the sound of the trumpet, trying to get our attention. He said, it is important that you change your perspective, that you come up here. That's not necessarily logistically as it is spiritually. He says, you come up here and you see what must take place in the midst of these things. And then he said, I was in the Spirit and I saw one sitting on the throne. He said, you need to see from my place sitting on the throne what must take place. Because prayer is a lot more fun. It's a lot more exciting when it's not just you're telling God what you want. When in his presence you get to hear what he wants. What must take place from his perspective, from one who rules. And then when you discover what he wants, then praying into the situations from that place. That's what I mean by prayer is not... The most important part of prayer isn't looking to God. It's looking with God at things from his perspective. And then getting a healthy point of view is what the kingdom of heaven says, what must take place here. We often are praying into things because we're seeing things through unhealthy eyes. We're responding to the enemy and we're not even praying according to what God wants to see happen. And not, trust me, the outcome God wants in that circumstance is infinitely better than what you think is best for that circumstance. That's why the invitation to prayer is, again, not just telling God what I want. God, what do you want here? And then looking with him and then praying into that situation from the throne room, which carries authority, into that thing, in that situation. His will be done on earth. In every situation, as it is in heaven, and in prayer, you get what his will is in heaven. You get to look with him. That's what we talk about. I wasn't the first person to think of this phrase. I'm not sure who it was, but prayer is God inviting us to reimagine the world from his perspective. Our world, our little world, the big world. That's why I had Father Ron read that place about the Lord's Prayer. It's a great example of Jesus saying, I tell you what, instead of you're always telling me what you want, let me tell you what I want, and here's an example. Why don't you pray these words? It's a good example of, let me show you what to pray. Let me tell you what must take place. Now, here's the cool thing, that we get to partner with him. And our prayers into those things that he says must take place matter in determining whether it takes place or not. That's fun. You know, we've heard the statement before, prayer changes things. That's true, but here's the cool thing is that when you look with him and pray what he wants, you participate in union with his heart and things being changed. In exercising his authority. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.